BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here's Tuesday's podcast. Greg James is on day two of his Gregathlon and he is tired. Alice Levine plays Real or No Real. Me and Chris are now picking a song each every day on the show and you decide what gets played. And Chris offers his free service for those who are single this Valentine's Day.
I don't know what's going wrong with my phone, but I've had no service come up for the last half an hour.
I thought you were going to say you've had no messages come through to you in the last half hour.
I know.
Problems of being popular, yeah?
Like, just says no service.
No service, mate.
Have I been cut off?
Are you okay? Are you going to survive? That's the first question. Do you think you're going to be all right?
I think I'm actually going to quite enjoy it. I have absolutely no idea what's happening or why.
This is the equivalent for you for being deserted on a desert island somewhere.
It's kind of weird.
It's that feeling for you, isn't it?
And maybe I'll quite enjoy it.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1. BBC Radio 1.
Where music discovery begins.
Listen.
We're going in.
Oh, yeah.
Let's just get our head around this.
What a tune.
Hottest record. It came out today pretty much out of nowhere. There's an amazing video to go with this track.
I had the first play on this last night.
I like it a lot.
This band!
The freshest new sounds around.
This song!
Oi. Look me in the eyes and tell me that's not a beautiful record.
The best new music from around the world.
I like a bit of everything.
I love lots of bands, it's true.
This is BBC Radio 1, where it begins.
That's my favourite thing that Hugh Stevens has ever done.
It is Hugh, isn't
it? Look me in the eyes and tell me that's not a beautiful record.
It's terrifying. I'm not sure it is him. It sounds
is
like
it Hugh
really,
Stevens?
A really kind of gruff version of Hugh.
And whatever, I'm really enjoying it.
He sounds really excited, but in a kind of almost, I don't know, in a bit of a dirty way.
Yeah, it makes me laugh out loud every time, though.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Did you hear Ryan Reynolds on the Radio and Breakfast Show this morning?
So good.
Really good, just relax. I really like him, you know. I think he's a dude.
Yeah, and he was perfect for what they did, where they just got listeners to ask him. It was just ask him anything.
Yeah, so Grimmy was getting you lot to get in touch to ask Ryan about any of your kind of strange issues. And one listener, Vicky, she'd got permanent eyebrows, but one was a lot thicker than the other. You know when you can get the permanent eyebrows done? So obviously, who do you go to for advice on your permanent eyebrows? Ryan Reynolds, of course.
Go big or go home. Match them out. Get the other one just the same as the one that you don't like. Add a tiny little gangland teardrop, right, to scare your enemies, right? Because you want to scare your enemies. And whatever enemies you have, always remember, leave no male heirs. Right? Because they'll come back to haunt you with some Count of Monte Cristo style revenge.
Right, gotcha.
That's sort of a mix of Ryan advice and Deadpool advice.
He's awesome.
To be fair, it's good advice. There was another one where a listener asked Ryan about a colleague at work who kept bringing in food that they didn't like.
Yeah.
And Ryan gave advice on that.
Yeah, he's good.
It is really fun. It's Ryan Reynolds giving this advice.
I'd quite like this to be a regular thing. If you could just sort that for me, Grimmy, thanks. Ryan Reynolds maybe on every Tuesday just to give some advice. A big week of movie guests on Breakfast this week. Tomorrow, stars of How to Be Single, Dakota Johnson and Rebel Wilson. That is huge. Massive week of guests. Grimmy, when you wake up tomorrow morning from 6:30, Dakota Johnson and Rebel Wilson on the show tomorrow.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello, Radio 1.
Hi, Scott. It's Nicola.
You're right, Nicola. What can I do for you?
Yeah, I'm just ringing up about what happened yesterday with Chris playing Flo Rida.
Is this a complaint?
No, it's not a complaint. I thought it was brilliant.
Yeah, good. Yeah.
Yeah,
really?
I loved it. I was just ringing up to see if you can do it again, please. It brightened my Monday.
Did it really?
Yeah, I loved it. Like, give Chris his chance. I loved it.
Too right.
Wow. If you didn't hear this yesterday, Chris found an old song on YouTube and somehow persuaded me to play it on the radio. We put it to the listeners and more people wanted to hear that than Love Yourself by Justin Bieber.
It was when I was looking at the credits for The Hangover. You know that song Right Round by Flo Rida?
Yeah.
What a tune. Somehow managed to talk you round on that one, Scott.
Yeah. And it was extremely popular yesterday.
I absolutely loved it. It was a true, unexpected little gem to pop up on my radio.
Yeah, exactly. I had so many tweets from people saying this, Scott. So many people saying, well done, Chris, you've done the right thing here.
You should do it every day.
Do you think?
Definitely. I think you should let him pick one and then you can put it to the listeners whether or not they can play it.
What about if I picked one as well and then people decide?
Maybe. be, but you get to press play on all the songs.
That's true. Also,
I think you should let Chris.
Should I be playing Flo Rida every day?
No.
Oh, he has got some classics.
He hasn't.
He has. Yeah,
he has.
It's an interesting one.
What do you want next? Whistle.
What do you mean about this? about you picking one as well? What? Why are you suggesting that? You want in? Because yesterday you weren't keen on me doing the Flo Rida thing, really.
I've also got some gems up my sleeve. If you want me to have.
So you feel a little bit jealous of,
maybe,
the situation that
possibly
happened yesterday.
Yes.
Okay. Well, I'm willing to hear what you've got.
I think I pick one and you pick one and then someone, like a listener, decides what goes on.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah, because you had Justin Bieber yesterday just because that was what was going to be played next.
Yeah.
You're saying what you want is to choose that card for yourself.
Yeah, I'm not going to tell you what mine is either, and you shouldn't tell me yours, and then we get someone to decide.
Yeah. Well,
that sounds exciting.
Well up for doing this again. I've got more tunes.
So have I. I've got loads.
All right, then. Why have you got sassy?
No, nothing. I know that I can impress on this.
Fine. Today?
If you want.
Yes.
Do you want it today?
Yes, let's... I like how we turn things around immediately now.
Yes.
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 Nicola, so you're up for this at what, about 2:40, same time as yesterday?
Definitely, yeah. It's perfect timing that I'm on my way to work.
Awesome. Okay. Consider it done.
Pick some bangers.
Thanks for coming up with our new show idea.
No worries.
Yeah,
thank
brilliant.
You. Look forward to it.
Okay, love you. Bye.
Cheers. Love you. Bye. The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1's Greg Athlone for Sport Relief.
This boy is doing incredible things this week for Sport Relief. 5 triathlons in 5 days to raise as much as we can. Radio 1 listeners always step up on this. So please give what you can. Greg went to Jordan to see where your money goes, or where some of your money goes, to visit ordinary families who've been affected by the Syrian refugee crisis a few weeks ago. Half of those people are children, and we just need to give them their childhood back. That's what we need to do. He saw it with his own eyes, and that's why he's doing this, and it's really motivated him to do it. And he's going to need that over the next few days, because this is going to get tough.
He's on a mission.
He's a machine. Hello, Greg.
Hello. So nice to hear you both. Are you all right?
You okay?
I'm okay. I'm shattered already.
I know.
We did 40-mile bike today. I've just finished the 2-kilometre swim, and that was about an hour. That was an hour of non-stop swimming, so I just feel a bit beaten up. But I feel very determined, and you're exactly right. That's exactly that. Though the people that I met and the cause and everything is all in my head the whole way through.
Yeah.
And I said to Clara earlier, as long as I'm here, I can do it. Do you know what I mean? Like I'm alive and well, and we can do this. Definitely, I'm so determined.
You really are.
Hugh Stevens can see it in my eyes.
I can. We just come out of the swimming pool right now, Scott Mills, and there was like a school trip coming for their weekly swim, and a group of them shouted, "Good luck, Greg!" On the way in, everyone's behind him. Everyone's behind him today.
That's what you need.
Yeah.
And also the screenshotting and that which people are doing. But please give some money if you can. It's £3. And as you heard earlier in the package that we played, like 50 pence can buy one of those children in the Syrian refugee crisis a meal. 50 pence. So give us £3, please. Text £3 to Sport Relief. All you do is put Greg in the message and send it to 70703. Text Greg to 70703. And I do believe the glamorous Hugh Stevens has a brand new total for us.
Oh, does he? Oh, okay.
I think he does.
Oh.
The new total for Greg Athlone, Sport Relief 2016 is...
Yes?
£104,300.
Oh. That is brilliant.
So good.
Wow. That's really shot up there, hasn't it?
It's amazing. That all happened in the last bit of the triathlon during the swim.
Oh.
So whilst you were flagging, everybody was donating and everyone's supporting you 100%, Greg. But Scott, what I think we need to do now is we need another barrier. So we need another total. We need another goal. So by the time Greg has finished the running, which he's about to do, we need to go up to £120,000.
I absolutely agree.
And I think everybody can do this. Get out your mobiles. Get involved.
Also, like, I know what you were saying, Greg, earlier, but I've just seen a video on the Sport Relief Twitter from earlier.
Yeah.
And everything, like, your movement, your speaking, it's definitely definitely slowed up a little bit, hasn't it?
I'm trying to form sentences, but it's getting increasingly more difficult to do so. It's all right.
As you get tighter and tighter, it really does feel to me that the support is just growing and growing. More and more people are getting involved in this. More and more people are getting behind you. Surely you're feeling that.
I'm definitely feeling it. That I wouldn't be able to do it. I genuinely wouldn't be able to do it for two reasons. If there was no support from the Radio 1 listeners, that obviously there'd be no point doing it. So I need that. I need to see it on Twitter. I'm needy, basically. You know I'm needy. But also, there's two things. So it's a huge part of it. And the other part of it are the people that I've met and the people that I know that have their lives changed by the money that Sport Relief will provide for them. So it's those two things that are keeping me going, and that is why I'm going to take off my robe and I'm going to go for a nice 10-mile run around the city of Cardiff now. So that will complete well over 50 miles for the day. So that is I can't even believe it. Saying it out loud sounds ridiculous.
It is ridiculous.
Yeah, it does. And then I'll run into the show at 4 o'clock and All Time Lower on. That'd be fun. And Hugh, lovely.
And you might not even be able to interview them by then.
No, Alice Levine can do all that.
Yeah, that's why she's there.
I'll just sit there and eat my lasagna, which seems to be my new life.
Yeah. Well, just keep going, you big sexy hero. And
I never thought you'd ever call me that, and I'm so pleased you have.
And listen,
right, that's made me want to run.
Yeah, just think of that.
Please text Greg to 70703. You know that your money will really make a difference. And this is just ordinary families who've been severely affected by the Syrian refugee crisis. They need our help right now. So please donate £3 to Sport Relief. Text Greg to 70703. By the end of this run, Greg, all I want to have in your head, okay, go to your happy place and think the Radio 1 listeners will raise £120,000 by the time I finish, right? We're approximately 104 at the moment. We need £120,000. And if everyone listening got their phone out now, we would go way past that. So come on, get out your phone. Let's do this. Text Greg to 70703. He's about to start running again. He's extremely tired. The fatigue is kicking in. And that will donate £3 to Sport Relief. Text costs £3 plus your standard network rate. Greg, I've got some motivational music to help you through to start your run. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, here we go. 3, 2, 1. Run!
Thank you!
And he's off.
I'm taking the headphones off. I hate this song.
It's supposed to be motivational.
No, it's motivating me to go.
Greg James is doing a Gregathlon. That's a triathlon. Not once, not twice, not three or four, but five times. Greg, are you running?
He's off, Scott. He's off. He's gone.
He's gone. He's out of there. He's doing an 800-metre swim, a 40-mile bike ride he's just completed, and now he's got to do a 10-mile run, and then tomorrow, over again, and then again on Thursday, and then again on Friday. He is a hero. Text Greg to 70703. Help us out. Come on.
As you probably could have guessed by this moment, I have decided to run for president.
The Scott Mills Daily.
As always, if you're in the UK and you want to donate to Greg's challenge, go to the Radio 1 website. All the details are there.
Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
Right, so this all started yesterday when Chris became obsessed with the track by Flo Rida, the one that's the end of the Hangover movie, Right Round, featuring Kesha. He said it was a forgotten gem.
Yeah, I was just watching it on YouTube, suddenly thought, actually, we should play this. This is a great song. This should be played on Radio 1.
We did it yesterday and I had a massive reaction. So by public demand, we're going to do it again. Only thing is, this time, I like the element of competition we've got here. This time, I have picked a song as well. Now, Chris, I don't know what your song is until I hit play on this now.
Yeah, and I don't know what you've chosen either. That's the beauty of this. I like that it kind of ups the ante, this now, doesn't it? This isn't just me trying to win you round to get a song I want played. It's like, there is a chance I'll get my song played, but it's going to be versus you.
Yes, it's me versus you. Only one of our listeners can decide. Hello, James.
Hello there, Scotty.
Well, I don't know, normally like people calling me Scotty, but you sound like a friendly chap, so I'm fine with it.
Maybe he doesn't like you.
Yeah. Do you hate me?
Love you.
Oh, thanks. Love you too. Awkward. James, where are you?
I'm in Totnes at the minute, but I'm from Plymouth.
Okay, and what do you do?
I'm a painter and decorator.
Oh, what are you painting and decorating?
Lovely big house.
Lush. How many bedrooms, please?
Four.
How many bathrooms?
2.
Oh, lush.
It's not Scott's house, is it?
Someone's doing
it. Is there a conflict
of
interest here?
No, it's definitely not Scott's.
Okay. All right, so you heard this yesterday, right? Did you love it?
Yeah, loved it.
Okay, right, so you're going to decide the next song on Radio 1. It's between me and Chris. I don't know what your song is.
Fine.
This is weird. Okay, I feel like I'm not in control. I don't like it.
Okay, the song that I would like to put forward, the song I would like to play today is this.
What is it?
Proper random, right? 303 featuring Katy Perry. It's a song called Starstruck.
Yes!
I stumbled across the music video the other day. Classic Perry. Classic Perry.
If I remember rightly, 303 had an exclamation mark after the name because they were that crazy.
That's right. I don't know much more about them, but the whistling in this song was the one.
Okay, it's good. I've got to give it to you.
It's a good video. Scott, what have you got to
My play? One is... Come on, Sean Paul! You don't hear enough Sean Paul on Radio 1 now. And it's always that one that goes, shake that thing. It's not this one, Temperature. This is a tune, come on.
I wasn't expecting this.
I know. Okay, James, what's it going to be? Me or Chris's?
It's going to have to be you with the Sean Paul.
No! Yeah! That's what I'm talking about. Some give it to, some give it to, some give it to our girls. 5 million and 40 naughty shorty. Baby girl, I'm a girl. Chanda Paul say, well, woman, the way the time cool, I wanna be keeping you warm. I got the right temperature for shelter you from the storm. Hold on, girl, I got the right tactics to turn you on. And girl, I wanna be the papa, you can be the mom. Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1. Kind of weird, like, obviously I'm on the radio, but I do feel like I'm walking across the dance floor of my local nightclub.
It is a tune, I'll give you that, it's a tune. But is it as much of a classic as that Katy Perry song?
Yes, it is, 100%.
So. I think I was robbed there.
Most people are agreeing with me. Great pick, says Sinead. Okay, one person. Nick says, Stark should have won with 303. I've not heard it for a long time. Emma worryingly notes, still knows all the words to Temperature by Sean Paul. It's one of those things you don't realise you know the words until you hear the track. You're like, how do I know all the words to this?
Do we go again tomorrow?
Definitely. Everyone's saying it needs to stay. Let's do it again tomorrow.
Scott Mills. One.
BBC Radio 1.
That is Lion Babe, How Deep Is Your Love, both performances, that and also their track Where Do We Go on the Radio 1 channel on BBC iPlayer later, so you can watch. Will in Aberdeen was actually watching earlier. In fact, he's watched every single live lounge on iPlayer just to watch Clara dancing and has become increasingly aware of it. That's a bit weird, Will.
It is one of those, though, that when you spot it, you'll always notice it.
Yeah.
You see it once, you'll see it again and again and again.
And the thing is, now Ampho is going to feel pressure because we've highlighted her dancing. So she's going to make it actually really special every day now. She's going to have to.
One day, I would like one of the dancers from Strictly to come join her and do a full-on duet.
I can probably arrange
rehearsed
that.
Duet.
And I'd quite like us to do the crab at one point as
and,
well.
And then you, yeah, you should, yes. Next Live Lounge, you need to pop up in the background just doing the crab. Such a good idea. Writing that down.
Write that down. So, are you single for Valentine's Day? Chris is offering a service to you, and it's free of charge this week. If there's someone like a family member or maybe a friend who's like, why haven't you got a girlfriend? Why haven't you got a boyfriend? Now you can. He's not actually going to go out with you, but he's going to call the people that are giving you stress about not being in a relationship, and he's going to be the perfect boyfriend.
Yeah, exactly. I'll ring a family member of your choice. And I will be the perfect boyfriend.
They're going to think that that you now have a massive, massive catch on your hands. Mm. We're going to do this after 3. The Scott Mills Daily. Yesterday on the show, Chris brought up another one of his business ideas.
It's a good one, this, as well. You know Valentine's Day can be annoying if you're single.
Oh, so annoying.
But it becomes even more annoying if it becomes a time that your family give you loads of grief for not having a boyfriend.
Yeah. So you offered a 1 week free trial service, didn't you?
Yeah, I just want to help people who have family situations going on where your family almost pity you because you're not in a relationship. The kind of parents that might send you a Valentine's Day card just to, well, just to make you feel better and just because they feel sorry for you.
Like when you were single, your mum used to send you a V-Day card all the time, didn't she?
Yeah, and it was definitely her. I mean, it was anonymous, the card. But
did
there
it
was
have a question mark in it?
Yeah, question mark and a kiss. Clearly done by her left hand.
Yeah.
And also, no stamp was the giveaway on the envelope there.
Yeah, that wasn't
despite
sent.
The fact it was addressed to me.
Quite cute, though.
It's sweet, and I appreciate the thought behind it, but you just don't want your parents pitying you.
So you've got a special offer for the listeners this week, haven't you, Chris?
Yes, that's right. It's a 1 week free trial. I will ring up someone very special to you and pretend to be your ideal boyfriend.
So we've got someone that wants to sign up for your 1 week special trial offer.
Yeah.
Hello, Helen.
Hi.
You all right?
I'm good, thanks. You okay?
Yeah, good. So where do you live?
I live in Manchester.
And you're single at the moment?
I have been for quite a while.
Okay, how long?
About 5 years.
Okay.
Yes, I mean, there's nothing wrong with that.
No.
And no, I quite like it.
Yeah. Yeah, you should be... If you're perfectly fine with that situation, then you should be happy being single.
But who's giving you stress about not having a boyfriend?
My sister is quite insistent now that I need to find a boyfriend and I need somebody else in my life and to settle down.
Right.
And do you find in... And do you find around about Christmas time and maybe around Valentine's time that that pressure steps up a little bit more?
Yeah, Christmas time, Valentine's Day. My brother got married last year.
Right.
And she was trying to set me up with one of my brother's friends at one point at the wedding.
Mm. It's when you see everyone else around you getting engaged or married, you're like, that just puts the pressure on even more.
Yeah, I don't actually know any other single people at this point.
Okay, good.
One woman army.
Do you actually want a boyfriend?
Sometimes, yeah, but most of the time, not so much.
Mm.
It looks like more trouble than it's worth, to be honest.
I mean, you sound perfect for this, because what we can do, and this is the whole point of my business, and I genuinely think there's decent money in this at some point, but what I can do is I can be like a boyfriend on paper for you. I don't obviously want to go out with you, no offence. Oh. I've got a girlfriend. I'm actually not single.
Don't worry, Chris, the feeling's mutual.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes, slay.
That's fine. Mm. But I'm willing to be a boyfriend for you on paper. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, a paper boyfriend just to get her off my back a bit would be good.
So is it your sister that we're going to call?
Yes.
What's her name?
Her name's Amy.
Amy, all right. So this is kind of like... rent a boyfriend, so we're going to call her and make it seem like Chris is going out with you.
Not just that, I'm going to redo you a favour here. I'm going to make it seem like you are going out with the greatest guy ever.
Oh, brilliant. She probably wouldn't believe that, to be honest.
He's very convincing.
Yeah, because I don't think this should just be about her knowing that you've got a boyfriend. I think it should be about her being jealous of your situation rather than pitying you.
That would be quite good, because not long ago she did tell me, her exact words to me not long ago were that I should lower my expectations.
No, that's disgraceful.
That's why she thinks I'm single. She thinks my expectations are too high.
No.
By the time this call has ended, she is going to be, well,
she's married, so probably not.
Yeah, but she'll still be jealous.
She will be, though. Yeah. She'll secretly be thinking she should have, no doubt.
Yeah, she should have held out a bit longer.
Yeah.
She shouldn't have settled.
And what is your ideal boyfriend then? Let me take some details and I can be that guy. What kind of name are you thinking?
Name? I'm not sure of a name. Nothing too traditional. I mean, like maybe a Nathan or a Dean.
Okay. Do you want to describe
Deans?
Them?
Deans are trouble.
Deans are trouble?
Yeah,
my
always.
My boyfriend was called Dean.
Well, there we are then. Didn't work out, did it?
Do you want a bad boy?
See, I would probably want one, but my sister's ideal bloke for me would just her normal would be her number one priority, right. And local.
Okay. Can local. It not be Dean, though, because it's a real...
local.
It's got to be local.
It has to be local. Her main priorities are that he lives in the same town that we live in and that he's breathing, really.
Right, yeah.
The only thing she seems to look for.
You're not throwing your net very wide, though, if it's the same town, are you?
Well, I used to live overseas, so she wants me to find someone local so that I won't go back overseas again.
Okay, fair enough.
I can be local. So, description. Describe ideal boyfriend, please.
Tall, because I'm pretty tall.
What job would he have?
Probably something quite manual. She likes blokes who are quite handy.
No, hang on, we're talking about you, not your sister.
Oh, May. See, I'm too easygoing. This is from.
She's trying to impress her sister, Scott.
Right. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah,
so
I'm trying to impress my sister. Like a mechanic, would probably be good.
Okay. Fireman. Yeah.
Fireman would be brilliant.
Right.
Because she's a nurse.
Oh, excellent! Have you tried uniform dating?
If you were a nurse, that would be probably her dream, because she loves being a nurse, and nothing beats being a nurse.
Okay.
Fine.
You got enough there, Chris?
So you want me to be a mechanic nurse?
Yes.
How about...
Maybe you can be a mechanic that does banks as a nurse. On the weekend.
Let me write that down. I'm part-time a mechanic, nurse. Part-time nurse. All right. So, look, I'm thinking tall. Are we saying quite stocky, well-built?
Quite stocky, well-built.
Okay, I'm going to call myself Hank.
Hank, that's a very masculine name.
Why?
Because
no
it's
one's
like,
called Hank.
Strong name, isn't it?
It's a strong name, yes. It does make you sound old as well, though, which he would probably like.
Okay.
So.
Fine. So we'll stick with Hank.
Okay, so you're an old mechanic.
I'm an...
called Hank.
Fine.
All right, we'll leave this with us. It can only go well, I think.
Yeah, what could possibly go wrong?
Let me play a track, and while we do that, I'll get Amy's number off you and we'll call her after the news.
Brilliant.
Wait right there. The Scott Mills Daily. So it's Valentine's Day this weekend, and Helen is single. That's right, isn't it, Helen?
Yes.
And the main person that's on it to you about this is your sister, Amy.
Yeah, that's right. She's like a dog with a bone.
Really wants you to get a boyfriend that's local.
A local boyfriend, that's what she wants.
So Chris is offering his free trial service, which is to call up that person that wants you to get a boyfriend and be that guy, be the perfect boyfriend for you.
Yeah, see, that would be perfect for me. A boyfriend who isn't really my boyfriend would be perfect for me.
Because you're quite happy being single, but you want her to think that you've got a bloke.
Yeah, I just want her off my case a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah, and I should clear things up from my end here. I have absolutely no interest in you whatsoever. And that I'm purely doing this as a business.
And the feeling's completely mutual, Chris.
We've established this.
You don't keep saying that.
Right, so we're going to...
Talking from the business point of view here.
We're going to call up your sister, Amy, and Chris is going to be, like, the dream guy.
Okay.
All right.
You've given me some key details as well. I've got those sort of percolating in my head right now. I think I'm ready to go.
Yeah?
I'm just going to go all out to try and impress your sister.
Good. She is hard to impress.
Okay, well, no... She will be impressed by the end of this.
No pressure.
Okay.
I've got a select special group of skills that I'm going to utilise here to make me sound like the ideal guy.
Well, good luck to you. It's all riding on you. I'm really counting on you with this.
No worries.
Stick with me. You'll be fine.
And your sister Amy isn't expecting this call, is she at all?
No, she's not.
Excellent.
She's completely oblivious.
Okay. Are you ready, Chris?
I think so. My name is Hank.
Right. Sorry, Hank.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah.
Sorry, I think I must have accidentally pocket called you there from the gym. I'm just working out. Quad day today. Hello. Is that Amy?
Yeah.
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 Amy. Sorry, this is awkward. I'm just in the gym. My friends call me Quadzilla. Helen gave me your number in case I couldn't get hold of her. Is she with you at the moment?
No, she's not.
Oh, that's awkward. You're her sister, right?
Yeah.
Cool. My name's Hank.
Right.
I'm a local old mechanic and part-time nurse.
Right.
It's lovely to meet you finally. She's told me loads about you. You sound like the dream sister.
Right.
Helen's awesome, isn't she?
Right. So what have you rung me for?
Oh, well, whilst you're here, we might as well have a little chat. Tell me about yourself. Have you got any pets?
I wouldn't be discussing myself with someone that I don't know over the phone.
Oh, no, sure. But one day we might be family. You know, I'm a joker. I have lots of great qualities about myself. I'm really funny and I'm fit. I'm great with animals. Can you hang on a second? A small cat has just limped past me and I just want to make sure it gets across the road safely. Just give me a second. Go on. Go on. She gone?
Yeah.
She's gone?
Yeah.
I can't help but feel we just got off to a bad start there.
I think so, yeah. I think you went in too quick, maybe.
She didn't sound impressed with you, considering you're supposed to be my perfect boyfriend.
No. I think what happened there, I was too impressive too quickly.
Yeah, I think you you did it all too soon there.
You oversold yourself.
Do we give her a very quick call back and I just explain
so.
The situation?
Yeah, just like, maybe lay off bigging up yourself so much. Right. just say that, you know, you're going out and you're very happy.
Or just start with a more gentle conversation, then start bringing up my redeeming qualities.
I think so, yeah. You went in too hard. Let's try again. You don't think your sister will mind if we give her a little call back, do you?
Well, it can't go any worse than your first call. You didn't impress her.
Okay.
I don't think she gave me enough of a chance. I'm sure it's fine. Like, we're just, I'm good at this. Yeah. I can turn this around.
Go on then.
I'm just going to play it cooler.
Okay. Also, I feel that I need to issue a cringe warning, which I didn't offer earlier, and that's bad of me. So this is going to be proper cringe, just to let you know.
No, I don't know, actually.
Well, I think it's probably best just in case. Okay, let's call her.
Hello.
Hi, Amy, it's Hank.
Hi.
I think we got off to a bad start. I'm well aware first impressions are really important, so I'm sorry about that. Obviously, me and Helen have started seeing each other, and, you know, I accidentally called you. I pocket called you whilst I was in the gym working out. And now I just think it's good for us to, I don't know, to become friends. Now that we're talking to each other, it'd just be good to know more about you. Maybe you know more about me and be less awkward when we sit around the dinner table together.
Okay.
Helen's told me so many good things about you. You seem like the dream sister.
Right.
Have you got a busy afternoon ahead?
No.
I'm quite busy myself.
If you're so busy, what are you doing ringing me?
Well, I just thought it'd be good to meet the family. I just wanted to let you know I'm into mechanic things. I'm local. I've always been local. I've lived in your area for years and years and years, and it's just really good to finally get
so
to know
if you've
you.
Lived here years and years and years. Why have you not got a northern accent?
I moved from Watford. Also,
but she can't have told you that much about me if you thought a posh southern accent would impress me.
I wouldn't say it's that posh.
I don't understand why you've just rung me.
Okay, well, I'll go soon. I suppose what we could maybe do just to leave things here is we could almost shake hands over the phone. I'd like to send a hug your way as you know, potentially a future brother-in-law, I guess I might be one day if things go well.
So why would Helen not have mentioned anything about you?
She's very modest. And because I'm almost perfect, she probably hasn't want to mention it to you in case you get jealous.
Right.
So anyway, look, I'll see you soon. Really excited about it, sis. I'm going to go and just whittle some furniture from a single piece of beechwood. That's like what I do in my spare time as well.
Have you got nothing better to do with your time on a Tuesday afternoon than to ring people?
Okay, I'll speak to you later. All right, then.
Bye.
Bye.
I don't think your fake boyfriend service works.
Oh, no.
It's certainly, she's a tough nut to crack, I thought.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't think she believed you.
No. I don't at all. I mean, this is a first. Normally, they're straight in, aren't they? They fall for it, but this just didn't happen.
Also, I pride myself on being good with families.
Yeah.
She wasn't having it.
No.
Well, I'm shocked.
You can see why it's so difficult to get a real boyfriend.
Yeah, I mean, she's... It would take a lot to impress her, I'm guessing.
Mm.
Wow.
I thought I'd said all the right things there.
You did.
No.
Yeah.
You said you were in the gym. You said you were a local old mechanic.
Mm.
You literally threw everything at it and she was not having it at
all. She wasn't having it.
No.
Okay.
I'm afraid I can't recommend your fake boyfriend service. Mm. But the good news is that I don't know any other single people to recommend your service to, so...
Okay. Listen, every now and then, every business is going to have its ups and downs. I think that was a tricky one for me. I admit defeat on that. But then it's a free trial, so I don't even need to give you your money back.
Somehow I still feel that I did not get what I paid for.
No.
Okay.
Well, you didn't pay.
Anyway,
Helen, thank you so much for getting in touch. I'm really sorry the boyfriend service didn't work out for you this time.
No, well, if anything, it's made me think maybe I should just get a real one.
Yeah.
And be done with it.
Maybe just do that.
Might just be easier.
Good to speak to you.
You too. Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Well, that girl absolutely ripped you apart, didn't she?
She did, yeah.
It's fair. Wow. Oof.
These are testing times. That's all it is. It's testing times.
If you want Chris's fake boyfriend service...
Don't let that put you off.
Let us know. No, don't. Just because that went a bit weird, don't worry about that. Just text us on 81199. We can be of service. But yeah, she had you. Oof. That was Haim, if I could change your mind. Is that Alice Levine?
Oh, hi there.
Hello.
Are you Hello.
Oh, you sound weird.
Oh, do I?
Back away from that microphone.
Okay, my darling.
There we are, my love. Are you at the finish line in Cardiff with Greg James on his Gregathlon?
I'm at the finish line. Me and Hugh Stevens were just talking about quinoa and who runs past the finish line but Mr. Greg James. An absolute champ.
Yes,
early
Greg.
As well.
Yes. So, day two... Day two is completed. You've only got like 3-hour radio show to do now. What happens now? Do you get your legs rubbed?
Yeah, so we've just done about 10 miles through Cardiff. And then All Time Low joined me for the last 2 kilometres. And there could not have been a more appropriate band name to have joined me at that moment. I just needed something. And their cheery little faces bounded down.
Oh,
and they were like, hey, buddy, what's up, buddy? How are you?
They
I was
are...
like, yes, LA has arrived.
Yeah, they're a good tonic, they are. Baltimore, actually, but I know what you mean.
Oh, you know, it's all like, oh, my God, we're fine.
I love
so
them.
Good to see you.
Love
so,
them.
Yeah, we're... I can't believe we made it so quick. People, I just want to say quickly, people of Cardiff today were so nice.
Everyone's been like, texting in saying they've seen you and giving you support.
Yeah, people were stopping. I've got a pocket full of money that people were giving, donating, and people were beeping their horns and coming out of school and university and waving. It was amazing. So thank you if you did that.
Yes, thank you. And I believe, is Hugh Stevens there, the totaliser man?
He
yes,
certainly
we
is.
Have a new total Scott.
Oh, no, that's the wrong drum. Oh. That's for a joke.
That's massively inappropriate.
I'm so sorry. That's the badger.
Oh, here we go. Okay, the new total as of now is... 113,461 pounds.
That's brilliant.
Amazing.
That's
amazing.
So good.
Well done.
And
everybody.
Okay, here's the challenge now then. Let's make it 120 grand by the end of the show today, Greg's show. Text now, please pick up your phone. That has shot up today. If everyone gets their phone out now, we can easily make it 120 grand. Come on, let's do this. To donate easily. £3 to Sport Relief, text the word Greg to 70703. Text will cost you £3 plus your standard network message charge. 100% of your donation will go straight to Sport Relief. You must be 16 or over. Please ask the permission of the bill payer. Terms and conditions at bbc.co.uk/sportrelief. You can also donate online. So please, 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 please text Greg to 70703. He's had another crazy day and he's got 3 more days of this to go, which
wow.
I just can't believe.
Thank
How are you
so
feeling?
Much.
How are you feeling?
I feel like an absolute mess. My legs are done, but I'm going to keep on going. I did, because that donation was so massive, I did that as quick as I could. And my determination was just down to the listeners. So, thank you so much.
I'm
so that.
Tired.
It was that was really tough, but we're going to get there, and that the show today is going to be interesting either way.
I can hear it in your voice. You're so tired right now.
Yeah, well, it's just so much I'm thinking about.
I know.
It's hard to know what to say to you. That's the tricky thing. It's hard to know how to motivate you. But
just
tomorrow,
keep going, you big sexy hero.
Tomorrow, you're halfway there, you big sexy hero.
Okay, yeah, right. So everyone, please get your phone out now. Listen to Greg at the moment. He's doing this from his heart, you know, because he went to Jordan a few weeks ago and he saw what was happening there, and that's where some of the money goes. The other half from Sport Relief is spent here in the UK for brilliant causes. So please text Greg to 70703. Just do it once. It'll cost you £3. All of that £3 goes to Sport Relief.
Now, this, you know, this hardship that I'm going through this week is absolutely agony, but nothing in comparison to what is happening to some of the families that have been affected by that crisis and have been uprooted from their houses and stuff. And that's all that's in my head. Some of these families are walking like 20 hours through the desert to get to somewhere safe, to somewhere where they can seek refuge, and that is what we're raising money for. So that's why all of this and all the soggy undercarriage and hurty feet are all worthwhile. So please, I urge you to get your phone out now. Please give that text the word Greg to 70703. It will do so much good, I promise you.
Thank you, Greg. Now go and get
Scott
a quick
and Chris. Yeah, we need him to be fit as a fiddle for tomorrow.
I need to go. I feel like a mess.
So right. He feels like a mess. He's going to go have his legs rubbed and go have a nice cold ice bath.
He can hardly talk, love him.
I know, he's on his last legs, not going to lie.
Wow, okay, right. If that has not inspired you to pick up your phone, I don't know what will. Text Greg to 70703. Alice, shall me and you have a little quick round of Real or No Real with Chris?
Oh, we should probably play a game, shouldn't we?
Let's do that.
The Only Way is Essex star Sam Fares once turned down a date with Leonardo DiCaprio to instead go out with Joey Essex.
As if.
You say that, but is that not just a popular phrase, like when you say, I'm going to have a date with the TV tonight? Do you know what I mean? It wasn't actually going out with Leonardo DiCaprio. Okay. It was just a film.
You think it's a trick question? She was just watching Titanic.
Yeah, she had to debate whether she was going to watch Titanic or go out with Joey Essex.
I don't think so. I think that it's actually turning down a date with him. How would Sam Fares get to Leonardo DiCaprio? No offence given.
Well, it's always going to be someone who knows someone who knows someone.
Yeah.
That probably down, at which point? Like, down is this Sugar when Hut. He was really famous? Or was this, like, just after Giselle? Or when?
I don't know. But can this be real? So, imagine, she's in a bar. Let's say it is Sugar Hut in Brentwood. And, probably is. And Leonardo DiCaprio bowls up. Hi, babe. Fancy a date? No, I'm going out with Joey Essex, is the answer back.
Yeah, but Joey Essex is the King of Essex, right? Or the Prince of Essex.
Pretty much, yeah. DiCaprio, in Essex, is way more popular than Leonardo.
I reckon he has his own area in the VIP area of Sugar Hut.
And that would sway it for me. I don't know about you.
DiCaprio is probably just in standard VIP.
Alice, what are you saying?
Are we underestimating the circle she moves in?
Yeah, I think maybe.
Possibly.
Yeah.
I think possibly he was shooting on location and they bumped into each other. So I'm going to say real.
Really?
What person would do that? So I think no real.
How shallow have you?
No, it's not shallow. It's
that one
realistic.
Is real.
It's real.
Yeah.
So, a magazine has claimed that Sam and Leo met on holiday in Magaluf. Leonardo DiCaprio does not go to Magaluf.
It was someone pretending to be him. Definitely.
Sam did turn down a date with Leo because she was going out with Joey Essex. Oh, that's sweet. And finally, on today's shortened Real or No Real,
Taylor Swift's personal trainer has blocked the singer on Instagram after she posted a picture of a burger.
Oh, wow, that is a hardcore personal trainer. Hello,
are you being
radioed, Alice?
Yeah, sorry, I've got to go watch another triathlon. No, it's fine. I actually worried about this with Greg because yesterday I posted a picture of him trying to eat a lasagna, but he was so tired that he couldn't. Right. And I worried that wasn't part of his nutritionist regime for him.
He needs all the carbs right now.
He was carb loading. It was with chips and salad.
Lasagna's good for you as well. I think it's the problem, it's got veg in. The problem is with the burgers on Instagram, celebrity trainers are brutal.
Yeah.
So I can see this punishment happening. I actually reckon this is real.
Alice?
I don't think that she would even... She'd know better than to do that. She's smart, is Taylor Swift. I'm going to say no real.
That one is no real.
Is no real, but personal trainer Simone de la Rue, who's worked with Taylor, said in an interview that he often shouts at his clients for posting food pictures on Instagram when they should be following that strict diet. At the end of that round of real or no real...
I got nothing. Alice, you got 20.
Thank you, Alice. We'll speak to you tomorrow.
A great performance, just like Greg.
Yes.
And Greg James is next. The Scott Mills Daily. That's Tuesday's podcast. Back tomorrow from 1 on BBC Radio 1.